Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Kazora. Since my last Terrible Take Friday, the Steelers traded for quarterback Justin Fields, which is still pretty wild to say. Yesterday, Josh Kearney talked about the need for competition between Fields and Russell Wilson, and I get that heck. The Steelers framed their entire offseason as competition. We just thought it would be with Kenny Pickett and perhaps Mason Rudolph, not Wilson or Fields. But assuming Wilson wins the job to begin the year, Fields should not be a complete bystander on the sideline. He's a three-year starting quarterback who has made some exciting and dynamic plays. Plenty of lows too, there's no question, but he's too talented to hold the clipboard for 60 minutes unless and until Russell Wilson gets hurt. Maximize the roster by using as many dress players as possible. That includes Fields. Get him on the field in design packages, short yardage, goal to go, big time moments, and even on opening scripts. Make the defense plan for it. Force them to dedicate practice reps, and heck, you may only use it once or not at all that week, but it will waste the defense's precious practice time all the same. There's a line to walk, and this would be a relatively new concept for the Steelers, considering none of them coached Cordell Stewart, and there is not a black and white answer for when and how much you implement this idea. But it's one worth trying. If Fields can add that extra element and wrinkle, it can aid a red zone offense ranked 23rd or worse 3 years running. If the Steelers are all in to win this year, and their moves suggest it, then they gotta be all in on the ideas of how the players they acquired can help them in the pursuit of victory. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.